This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome into the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Law, Alex Bauman with you tonight as the Aggies 2-0 in area play, back in an area matchup tonight on the road at Shelby County. A favorable matchup, if you will, for the good guys tonight. Two area games last week, Alex. Two wins for the Aggies, both rivalry contests. A Tuesday victory over Clay Central, and then closing out the week on Thursday. That game was moved up due to snow. It was originally scheduled for a Friday night game. The Aggies hosted Briarwood and ended up knocking off the Briarwood Lions. 2-0, right where you want to be in area play.
Definitely right where you want to be, especially when you have to play this week two games on the road. You defend home court in your two area games last week, which is what you needed to do. That's what Joel Jones emphasized last week in his one-on-one interview, was taking those two games, winning them, going into next week with the two road games, basically playing with quote-unquote house money in those games.
Yeah, we talked to Coach Joel Jones yesterday as well as the team practiced at First Baptist Church, trying to make a lot of things work with the high school gym being closed. We were quick to ask him about Clay Central, not really thinking about Shelby County too much, but he said, hey, you can't discredit, you can't look over the Shelby County Wildcats. This game just as important as the two last week.
These are the type of games that can really, really test a team. If you go into this game, you're thinking, oh, this is going to be an easy matchup. We got this win in the bag. But then the team comes out. Shelby County might come out strong, punch you in the mouth. It's going to come down to how does Sylacauga respond if they get punched in the mouth early on. So you got to come out strong, foot on the gas, and don't take it off.
It's kind of been the opposite for the Aggies. Starting out strong, foot on the gas early in the last two games in the fourth quarter. They've let teams hang around. They were up 40-20 with 11 minutes to go against Clay Central last Tuesday. That ended up being just a 7-point win. They got outscored, I think, 11-24 down the stretch in that ball game, and then had a 17-plus point lead over Briarwood on Thursday. That ended up being a single-digit lead as well. How did the Aggies finish strong?
You got to get into your offensive sets. Don't get into lackadaisical play where you're just taking up shots just to take up shots. There's not a shot clock in high school for a reason. Play slow when you have a lead. Find the great shot and make the great shot.
And I think that's some things that a lot of people would like to see the Aggies. They have, if they have a lead, you don't have a shot clock, make sure you win those ball games. But it's hard to take the fast-paced, high-flying, high speed out of the DNA of the Aggies, because that's what they do so well.
Definitely is what they do so well. They've done that all season where they turn you over, get up and down the court. But when you have that big lead, you don't want to throttle down to where you're walking up and down the court, walking on offense. Just get into an offensive set and run it. And if you find an open shot, shoot it. And if it doesn't fall, go back on defense, force a turnover, play stout defense.
Keys to the game tonight brought to you by Toyota of Sylacauga. Alex Bauman. We know the Shelby County team, they don't have a lot of size. They're not great inside, but they do have some guys that can shoot the three ball. So what are your keys to the game tonight to hedge off those shooters?
Come out strong and don't take your foot off the gas. That's got to be the biggest thing for Sylacauga, is when you come out strong, if you build up that big lead, don't take your foot off the gas in the second, third, and fourth quarter. Continue pedal to the metal. Don't quit. Similar to the girls, even though they ended up losing earlier against Shelby County, you never saw them quit in that basketball game. So foot on the gas, first quarter to fourth quarter, and then make your three-pointers. You touched on Shelby County's ability to make three-pointers. Sylacauga, the past couple of games, has not shot the three ball well since Christmas, so you got to get that back flowing well from the three-point line.
All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. We'll be back with tip-off from the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
For expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Wright Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
This is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marvel City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marvel City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back to the Aggie Sports Network. Brought to you by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, also presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you tonight. Aggies 16-2 on the year. Can't say they're off to a great start anymore. We're in the latter half of this season, Alex Bauman, but the Aggies have been oh so impressive. 2-0 in area play after wins over Briarwood and Clay Central last week. We're about to get the starting lineups here. At Shelby County in Columbiana. But the Aggies, you know, they come into this game, Alex. I know you're from Chelsea. You're a little familiar with the Shelby County area. Not traditionally a great basketball team. A few years ago, they had a team that could really shoot the ball very well. They gave the Aggies some trouble. But this should be a game that you feel like the Aggies come in and win tonight.
Definitely should be a win for Sylacauga. But like I touched on at the start of the game, this Shelby County team, they're accustomed to coming out and punching a team in the mouth. It's going to come down to how does Sylacauga respond when Shelby County punches them in the mouth. Do they take it and do they battle, or do they just take it and die on the court?
Getting those starters for the Aggies, Roberson, Crow, Patterson, C.J. Franklin, and Josh Spear. So those are your Coos Valley Medical Center starting lineups for the Aggies. A traditional lineup that they've put out there a lot this year, especially when they want to be very athletic. We've seen Eric O'Neill also in the starting lineup. For most of the year, you've gotten Roberson, Crow, Patterson, C.J. Franklin, and Josh Spear. Let's get those starting lineups for Shelby County. For Shelby County, you have McGinnis, White, Byrne, Reed, and Duncan Tyson. Two freshmen in the lineup, one sophomore, a junior, and a senior. For Shelby County, and the Aggies, just loads of veterans with Corbin Patterson, Aiden Crow, Jordan Roberson, C.J. Franklin, and Josh Spear. Aggies in the road, Cardinal Unis. Black and white stripe on the side of the jerseys from shoulders to knees. Numbers in white, trimmed in black. Aggies in white on the black on the back of the numbers, trimmed in black. Sylacauga across the chest of those jerseys in cursive. Shelby County in white. As the Aggies, Aiden Crow will get in the circle with Duncan Tyson. The Aggies will go right to left from our vantage point. Shelby County left to right. We're about to get area matchup. Number three of the season underway. Referee steps in the circle. Crow wins the tap and is controlled by Corbin Patterson. Patterson with it, dribbling left to right across the floor. Now Roberson left wing. Crow down in the corner, back to Corbin. He'll accelerate, give off to Roberson for three, and there it is. We've been waiting for Jordan Roberson to heat up from beyond the arc. Starts the game off with a three-pointer tonight.
That's been Sylacauga's issue the past couple of games, is not being able to shoot the three ball well, and Jordan Roberson answers.
That was Nate Byrne for three for Shelby County. We're knotted up at three. We played 30 seconds here in the Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter. Roberson swinging it right side to Patterson, back to Jordan. Head fakes a three as the Aggies work it around the arc. Josh Spear making the catch, free throw line, had it knocked out from behind. Loose ball was down on the floor, and Shelby County lost it out of bounds. It'll be Aggie basketball in the corner.
Right there, you want to see Aiden Crow, who is on in the corner, and he's diving to the basket, dive more aggressively. He kind of jogged to the block there.
CJ open for three, and it's good, and the Aggies 2 for 2 from deep.
Comfortable right now for Sylacauga. Made two straight three-pointers to start the game.
Wildcats turned it over. They were trapped on the baseline and then threw it into the back of the backboard. Aiden Crow will put it in, baseline right, bucket to his left as he got it into CJ. CJ tapping it around, able to control it. Inside to Spear, what a feed from Crow, but Josh Spear misses the easy layup.
Beautiful pass from Aiden Crow there. A lot of hot potato basketball right now.
McGinnis running it ahead, and Shelby County stepped on the sideline out of bounds. Well, that's a mistake for Sutton Reed. Shelby County has a pretty good crowd tonight. They did redo the gym floor in the offseason. Roberson for three. This one no good. Josh Spear went up to get the rebound. Looked as if he was being held, and then Reed will push it the other way, left to right in white, and then they double dribbled it.
Jordan Roberson got another great look at the basket right there. Just unfortunate it didn't fall, but continue to shoot the ball if you're Jordan Roberson. We know he's a prolific three-point shooter for Sylacauga.
The Aggie defense forcing some turnovers. That'll be C.J. Franklin to work it across. Corbin Patterson steps into a right wing three, so the 2 for 2 turns into 2 for 4 from deep for the Aggies. There's a three up early in the possession.
driving McGinnis, stops right side of the floor, had his shot deflected by the Aggies, and now the Aggies running the other way. Patterson dribbling left side, feeds it to Spears. Spears layup up and good.
Tough, tough shot from Josh Spears. Definition of what he likes to do.
8-3 Aggies, 5 minutes, 50 seconds remaining first quarter. Shelby County trailing with the basketball, left wing. Tyson took a tough shot, started his motion from the free throw line, couldn't get it to drop. Roberson fires it into the corner, Patterson. Cross court, Josh Spear. Back to the top to CJ. He'll go down the teeth of the defense. Over to Crow now. Baseline jumper from 10 feet. Might have been blocked. And CJ Franklin, offensive rebound, put back underneath the bucket. Good.
Ball movement has been efficient right now for Sylacauga. Moving it all around the court right there.
Aggies lead it by 7. Reed, corner 3, well short. Good closeout from Roberson and a rebound by the Aggies and a foul in the backcourt by Shelby County as Corbin Patterson was pushing it towards the midcourt stripe. Aggies with the lead. New head coach of Shelby County, I believe it's Chase Cornelius. He replaced Cedric Drake as the head coach, who's the girls' assistant coach now for the Aggies. Roberson, turnaround jumper. How did he hit that from the right elbow?
The Aggies, man, they just continue to take tough mid-range shots, but they make them. So you can't be mad if you're Coach Jones.
Well, Coach Jones is upset. Jordan Roberson made the shot, but he didn't get back on defense. So you'll see Eric O'Neill check in. You know, Coach Jones is old school. Offense is great, but you have to give 100% on defense. Jordan didn't get back, and you see a quick substitution. CJ, far side. Comes across the floor. Crow, right key three, back iron, high rebound. Tapped around, offensive board, Josh Spear. Crow, hop step down the lane, missed the layup with the left hand. Another offensive rebound, though. It's Josh Spear spinning. Missed the shot, but he got fouled, and Josh Spear to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line.
I think Josh Spear needs to be checked for a magnet in his hand because every time there's a shot put up at the rim, the ball just goes right to his hand. And right there, he got two offensive rebounds and is now going to the line.
Josh at the stripe, misses the first, and if the Aggies have struggled anywhere on the season, Alex, it's been right here at the free throw line.
These are definitely give-me's if you're the Sylacauga Aggies. You got to make these free throws. They can be a difference in any basketball game.
Josh's second is good. So the Aggies now with a double-digit lead, not even halfway through the first quarter. Reed fires a three and knocks it home. Sutton Reed, you got to watch him. 13-6. CJ, crossover dribble to Corbin. Bring it back to the top. Now it's Eric O'Neill, right key. He gives it off to Spear, back to Eric. Eric working in front of the student section for Shelby County to Aiden Crow. He'll turn around, pull the jumper. No good. High rebound. Ripped down by Shelby County, and it's 13-6. And then play was stopped. Not sure if it's maybe a shirt not tucked in or what for Sutton Reed, but he comes out quickly and they send another one in. Aggies. It's Ryan Sipes that checks in. Shelby County had to save it on the baseline, try to throw it off an Aggie, and they did get it off of Josh Spear. Yeah, Braxton Lawson also on the floor for Shelby County. A young Wildcat team.
A little different style of play than we're used to seeing the Wildcats put on the floor the last few years. Corbin Patterson with a steal. He'll go the other way. Layup from Corbin blocked off the backboard. But Aiden Crow there to clean it up. And a timeout for the Wildcats, and we'll take one with them. 15-6, Aggies lead it with 3:32 remaining. First quarter.
Car Wash is located next to Curtis and Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley. Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis and Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
Discover the world of Omnia, where innovation meets sustainability. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia fuels industries from consumer goods and construction to polymers and paper. Omnia is committed to supporting economic growth while protecting ecological balance, driving both social progress and future success. Join Omnia in supporting local athletes as they strive for excellence, embodying Omnia's dedication to a brighter, more sustainable tomorrow.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brules, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
After the timeout, Aggies on defense, 15-6, they lead it. Shelby County's going to beat the Aggie pressure down the lane. This is an easy charge. Yep, Josh Spear it was. Set up shot, probably could have put a three-second count on him down there in the paint as he sets up and takes the charge from the Wildcats. Another turnover for Shelby County.
Smart take for Josh Spear right there. Most of the time you see the big man, they try to leave their feet and contest the jump shot, but Josh Spear, really smart, just plants his feet, and the offensive player for Shelby County runs right into him.
CJ, Eric, Josh, Aiden, and Corbin, your right tire and service, five on the floor. 3:15 to play first quarter. The Aggies turn it over. Shelby County going the other way, left to right in white. Going down the lane was McGinnis, and a three up for Shelby County, and good. It's Ryan Sipes for three. 15-9. Every bucket for the Wildcats has come from beyond the arc. Corbin driving, no look feed inside. Josh got hit from behind, no whistle, but Josh Spear finishes through contact.
Beautiful feed down low to Josh Spear. Physical, uses his body to go power through the contact.
We got a foul on Sylacauga after the made bucket. Sipes, step back three for Shelby County. This time it's an air ball. Saved by Shelby County. No. Touches the baseline. Last touch by the Wildcats. You've seen a lot of this where they almost line up like it's a football play and they heave it down the floor to get it past the Aggie defenders.
I mean, you got to have to at some points because Sylacauga's press is so stout.
Patterson dribbled off his foot. Gives it off the Spear. The Aggies working around the perimeter. Tristan Whetstone has checked in for Aiden Crow. Is it C.J. Franklin? Left key. Pull up three for C.J. Shakes it in. Aggies lead it 20-9.
You can see the emphasis that Sylacauga is putting on shooting and making that three-pointer. Joel Jones and the Aggies worked on that in practice all week to lead up to this point so they can make three-pointers, which they haven't done all after Christmas break.
They pointed that this was Sylacauga ball. And yeah, now it will be Aggie basketball. Corbin will put it in. They forced a turnover. Corbin to put it in underneath his own bucket. It's Tristan. He'll fire three. Whetstone, no good. Well, that's not a shot that maybe Coach Jones is going to like too much from his five player on the floor.
There's a lot of players that you'd like taking that three-point shot from the corner. I don't think Tristan Whetstone is one of them.
Wildcats dribbling to a trap. Underneath the bucket, McGinnis. missed his shot. Outlet pass, Eric O'Neill running the other way. He'll go up and lay it in. Fast break points. You figure they'd favor Sylacauga as Eric O'Neill slips behind the Wildcat defense.
Defense and offense. Definition of Joel Jones, Aggie basketball.
22-9. Aggies by 13. Tyson over to McGinnis. McGinnis pulls it back off. Picks up his dribble in between the rings. Shelby County on a 5-second count. Here's Sutton down the lane. Off to Byrne. Three. No. Rebound tapped around. This was figured. Thought that was touched last by Parker Oden. And said they'll say that Corbin Patterson got a hand on it last before it found the red paint on the baseline. Tyson, runner off the window. Good. Aggies doubling up the Wildcats here in the first quarter. 22-11, under a minute to play. Patterson wants a three. Left wing, too strong. And a foul on Eric O'Neill on the rebound.
I know your three-pointers have been falling in this game in the first quarter, but that's not the shot if you're Sylacauga and Corbin Patterson. Only one pass, heaves the shot up. You want to get into an offensive set, at least get two or three touches around the key.
Wildcats have it with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Tyson, left wing, stolen by O'Neill. He'll save it in the front court. Eric down the lane, layup good. And one, no. They'll call a charge on, it was C.J. Franklin on the drive, and I can't believe they got a charge on C.J. here.
Have no idea what the ref was looking at right there. Looked like that was a clear either no call or foul on the defender reaching down on C.J. Franklin.
Felt like they were sliding in there. This one's going to be stolen away. Corbin Patterson. C.J. getting it to O'Neill. Step back deep two.
Another poor take from the Sylacauga offense right there. Contested mid-range shot, very low percentage.
McGinnis got the Aggies in the air, missed a layup. We got it with four, with three, with two. We have to get a shot up. We do at the buzzer. No good. And that is how the first quarter. Oh, they got a foul. Two shots coming for the Aggies. They got a foul on the shot on Nate Byrne. So let's stay here as Patterson shoots these free throws with no time left on the clock. First one from Corbin, no good. To end the quarter, here's Corbin, hits the second, and that's how the first quarter will end. 23-11. Aggies lead it after one. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Given diverse flavors, Betty Roos Cafe at Allenbury Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allenbury Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Orthopedics is here.
Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine treats most types of orthopedic injuries. From sports injuries to wear and tear as you age, Dr. Trapiano is located at 120 South Anderson Avenue, just across from Coosa Valley Medical Center. Call today for an appointment, 256-401-4196. That's 256-401-4196. For Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
We're back as we start the second quarter. They have time called at the scoring table, and normally that means there's either a foul discrepancy or a point discrepancy to start the quarter, but our scoreboard says 23-11. Aggies with the lead. And how did that scoring shake out for the Aggies there in the first quarter?
You had Josh Spear with five. C.J. Franklin, he had eight himself, and then Jordan Roberson with five. So spread out scoring, but the usual suspects for Sylacauga in the scoring department.
Saying there was a technical foul on Coach Joel Jones. How? And when? Shelby County hasn't shot any free throws. Now they will go to the free throw line. That's going to be tough for Coach Jones. You know, he's not one to sit down during a ball game. He's going to have to coach from his chair the rest of the night. I mean, we're sitting right here, Alex. Really didn't see anything. Maybe we just missed it from Coach Jones that warranted a tee. But from the free throw line, it's Ryan Sipes who has a three ball in this game. Hits the first.
Didn't see a whole lot from Coach Jones, but he likes to get fired up, so maybe he let something slip that he wasn't supposed to.
They missed the second, so it's 23-12. That's going to end up being Shelby County ball after those free throws to start this quarter. Wildcats throw it in the backcourt. They had to save it off of... Oh, is this going to be Aggie basketball? So stay with Shelby County. They're going left to right. They threw it in the backcourt and ended up having to save it on the baseline. Sylacauga subbed in Kinson 3. Tristan Whetstone. Malik Sparks. Here's a steal. Ashley on the other end. Layup. No good. Shoot, that was Chris Roberson who rushed the layup. Wildcats with it. High screen. Down the lane, McGinnis lost it through his own legs. Loose ball picked up by T. It's Gabe Harrell working out beyond the arc now, far side of the floor. Trying to get around Sipes, dishes it into the corner. Malik Sparks now at the top, back to Harrell. Back to Malik, right wing, cross court now, Chris Roberson, left wing. KT driving the baseline, stopping, spinning, giving it off to Roberson as he'll step through the defense. Throw a tough shot off the window, no good. Not sure what Roberson was trying to do there.
Not the smartest shot. He lost the ball at his feet and just flung it up the rim and prayed it went in, and it did not.
Jordan Roberson will check in at the next whistle. McGinnis, 22 feet from the bucket, right wing. Had it poked out of his hands by Sparks. Basketball in the backcourt. Shelby County able to retain possession. On the drive, they couldn't finish. Rebound, kicked around. And Shelby County with an offensive board. A three up after the offensive rebound. Missed by Nate Byrne, and the Aggies do finally clear it. Sparks steps into a three. It's good. Well, Malik Sparks makes the most of his minutes.
He definitely does. Him and Kinson 3 do it a whole lot. Kinson 3 in that Lincoln game came in that fourth quarter and lit it up.
Sipes
Sipes fires one from 30 feet. No good. Rebounded by the Aggies. It was KT that ripped down the board. Harrell on the other side steps to the free throw line. Now pulls it back off feet, standing in the midcourt circle. Aggies in red on the left side of the floor. Whetstone driving baseline, kicking in the corner. Roberson for three. No good. Chris Roberson 0 for 3 since entering the contest here to start the second quarter. McGinnis spinning, blocked by Sparks. Kicked off to KT. Nobody running with KT at the rim. He got fouled. They ripped his arms, and KT going to the free throw line.
Starters or the bench for Silicaga, there's not a drop-off defensively, man. I mean, if you don't play defense, you're not going to play for Coach Jones right now.
Aggies lead at 26-12 with 5:07 to play in the first. In the second. Kinson three at the free throw line. Kinson hit the first. As Kinson had to throw a couple wristbands to the sideline. Here's his second free throw. Missed the second, but the rebound taken by Gabe. Gabe tried to throw it off Shelby County, but he was already standing out of bounds.
Silicaga right now, 3 for 6 from the free throw line, 50%. You talked about it earlier, Jeremy. This has been their Achilles heel all season. It looks like they haven't weathered the storm just yet.
Wildcats looking for a good shot. They haven't had many good looks at the rim. Every shot they made, three of the four buckets they've made have been three-pointers. They did a 2-1 free throw. Tyson, left key, going down the right side of the lane. Throws one off the window, an absolute brick, and another rebound by Kinson. Had it poked out from behind, but they'll call a foul.
Kinson three picking up right where he left off in the Lincoln game, battling down low for boards, playing great defense, pushing the ball up and down the court like Joel Jones likes his players to do.
Sparks wants another three. The high arching three, no good. Offensive rebound, Kinson. Giving it off to Jordan Roberson. Back cross court, Malik now at the top. Harrell, now Jordan on the right side. Harrell wants a three. Gabe way off with that one.
Would have liked to see Gabe Harrell continue to swing the basketball. There was a really contested three-point shot at the top of the key. Want to get some more ball movement and some motion from the Silicaga offense going forward.
We get a foul on the Aggies with Shelby County in the front court. Midway through the second quarter. Reed being harassed by Sparks. Now it's McGinnis cut off by Roberson. McGinnis picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go on a 5-second count. Gets it off to Reed for three. It's good. Well, Sutton Reed, how many is that, Alex?
It's a 3 for him right now.
9 from deep for Sutton Reed. Roberson Good feed inside as KT gets the Aggies back on the scoring chart.
Perfect offense right there from Jordan Roberson. He drives in, draws the defender, sees that he can dump down pass right there. Easy layup.
Shelby County throws it away.
A couple subs on the floor for the Wildcats now. Silicaga sticking with the same five. Harrell got away with a wall, but he gets it off to Roberson. He'll circle back out beyond the arc. Here's Gabe driving, floating. Harrell, good. To 15. Aggies thoroughly outplaying the Wildcats tonight. Shelby County traveled, set a high ball screen, but then shuffled the feet before they put the dribble down.
That's exactly what Silicaga's defense does to you, man. They get up in you, make you think twice before you dribble that basketball.
Timeout, Shelby County will take 1-2. 31-15, Aggies with the lead with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Stop by or drive through today. Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga offers fast, friendly service and a convenient drive-thru to get what you need quickly. From prescriptions to over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season, they've got you covered. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
This is Silicaga Baseball Coach Jay Brewers. And you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Silicaga Athletics.
31-15 after the timeout. The Aggies, a backcourt violation. Roberson hadn't established himself in the front court. It's 31-15, 2:13 to go before the half. Silicaga on the road at Shelby County. You can feel the Aggies playing hard, Bauman, but you can tell that the gym just lacks a little bit of enthusiasm for this contest.
It definitely does. I think there's a little bit of thinking that coming into this game, Silicaga, everybody knew, was the better basketball team, so there's not a lot of expectation in this matchup. But Shelby County's playing really good basketball right now, only being down 16.
Silicaga's going to call a timeout. Let's take it with him. 31-15 with 2:02 left, second quarter.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Silicaga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Silicaga Athletics.
Back after the Aggie timeout. 31-15, Aggies lead, under two to go now, second quarter. Aggies on the left side of the floor in Cardinal. Playing a lot of the backups here in the second quarter with a big lead. Malik Sparks turned it over. Shelby County going to push it the other way. Sipes, who has a couple threes, fed it off to a teammate. Now at the top of the key, it's in finger.
Driving right side, Gardner. Gave it up. Is Roberson going to push it? Here's Jordan floating through the air. Missed the layup. A lot of contact under the bucket and a rebound, Shelby County.
Could have easily been a foul call there. Lots of contact. But these officials in the last game didn't blow a lot of whistles.
Probably could have called a foul there as Lawson Starnes, the senior for Shelby County, got a shot to go underneath the rim. Ashley head faked the three, hopped down the lane, gave it off to KT. Now Malik Sparks, left wing three. No good. Rebound gathered and controlled by Shelby County. 52 seconds to play before halftime. At the top for three. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds. They'll say Shelby County will keep it as Gardner shot the deep three. Wouldn't go, but the Aggies knock it out. Zipes for three. Too strong. Rebounded by Ashley and the Aggies. Underneath the bucket. Missed a shot. Put back good for Trey Cook.
Not a great take there from Jordan Ashley. Would have liked to see him stop himself when he got to the rim and diagnose the defense and pass out right there. Just a poor decision taking that up in the paint.
Foul underneath the bucket. Andres McGinnis will go to the line for two free throws with 5.6 seconds to go in the half. McGinnis with the first. It's good. Guinness for one more. Missed it. Rebound. Trey lost it. Had it poked out of his hand. So we'll keep possession with 4 seconds remaining. Roberson to Ashley. The he for three. No good, and we'll go to halftime. 33-18, Aggies lead it. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
Given diverse flavors, Betty Roos Cafe at Allenbury Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allenbury Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tech. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tech on Highway 280.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Oak Grove Feed and Tack is the go-to place for the best boots in the Coosa Valley. In fact, they earn Best of Coosa Valley recognition. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Recovering from surgery? Transform your recovery journey at Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Sylacauga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
The holidays are quickly approaching. That means only one thing. It's time to buy a new car. Hey guys, it's Michael here for Toyota of Sylacauga. Hey, if you have a little extra money in your pocket right now, it's the time to be looking for year-end model savings at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they will prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com. Check out their inventory, both new and used. And if you don't see something on the lot, don't let that deter you. They will find what you're looking for. Trust me, I have been there and done that. Chris Kane and the crew will treat you like family. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Lott, Alex Bauman with you. Your score at the break. Aggies by 15, 33-18. Feels like it could be a little more. The Aggie starters on the bench for the whole second quarter. Shelby County, nah, I mean, they've shot the three ball well. Not really much else to say about the Wildcats tonight. The Aggies have pretty much dominated every facet of this ball game.
They definitely have. In that second quarter, they outscored Shelby County 10-7. So with the second unit in, you didn't see a big of a drop off. So good thing for Sylacauga is you know your bench unit comes in. There's not a lot of differential between the starters and those guys.
Yeah, Shelby County. Yeah, Sipes and Reed have hit a couple threes, I believe. Byrne has hit one. And even with their kind of hot shooting, the Aggies have dominated the game. They've rebounded well. They've played great defense. They've forced a lot of turnovers. And then early in that first quarter, where the majority of the points came for Sylacauga, C.J. Franklin and Jordan Roberson really had a heck of a first quarter where they didn't have to play too much there in the second.
They didn't at all. But in that second quarter, you saw Malik Sparks hit a three-pointer, Kenson three. He got three rebounds and 3 points. Trey Wright added one. 2 points, and then Gabe Harrell added his own 2 points. So the second unit came in, picked up right where the first unit left off. Very good play from the Sylacauga Aggies throughout that first half.
Yeah, with a 33-18 lead, what do you expect to see the Aggies do here in the second? I expect the starters to come out to start the third quarter, kind of pad up this lead a little bit, and see a lot of these other guys who deserve some playing time and maybe get a lot to go in the fourth quarter.
Don't take your foot off the gas if you're Sylacauga, regardless if it's the first unit, second unit, whoever. Continue to play Joel Jones Aggie basketball, get up and guard, force turnovers, rebound the basketball, battle down low, and run the offense. Don't just go up and down the court and throw up terrible jump shots, contested layups. Find a great shot, not just to settle for a good shot.
33-18, your score. Did you give us point totals yet?
Right now, C.J. Franklin leads the team with 8. You have Josh Speer with 5, Jordan Roberson with 5, Kenton Threet with 3, and Malik Sparks with 3.
All right, that's how the scoring is shaken out here in the first half. At halftime again, 33-18, Aggies with the lead. And this has been the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Third quarter when we come back. This is the Coosapons Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Given diverse flavors, Betty Roos Cafe at Allenbury Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allenbury Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Stuck on the road? Merkle's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24/7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkle's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Merkle's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialist at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
Discover adventure and team building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip and overnight in the cave or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the lion and phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network video stream is brought to you by Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. And by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Aggie Sports Network, brought to you by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you as we'll get set to start this second half. 33-18, Aggies with the lead. Looks like you'll get Josh Speer, Aiden Crow, Corbin Patterson, C.J. Franklin, and Jordan Roberson all back on the floor for the Aggies as they get their shirts tucked in, ready to start this third period. The guys that gave the Aggies this big lead, and yes, the starting five entering back on the floor. Don't forget about Friday night. We'll have live video for you on the road at Clay Central for a big-time area matchup. Got to be ready for an absolute war with the way they play defense down there, Alex.
It'll definitely be a war. Get your eye black out of for Sylacauga, man. They're going to be throwing elbows, battling down low.
They'll change sides of the floor. Reed down the lane throws up a one-handed floater and knocks it down. 33-20. Patterson to the top to Franklin. Speer makes the catch at the free throw line. Gives it to Corbin, who puts a jumper up. No good. Shelby County with a chance to get this to 10, maybe 11 points.
on the drive. Wildcats got fouled. And Montez White going to the stripe.
Last possession for Sylacauga. Josh Beer caught it in the high post, and nobody moved. Nobody cut to the basket or anything. If you're the Aggies, you got to have at least one person from the wing dive to the basket to give Josh Beer a lane to pass to or somebody, because right there he had to pass right back out. There was no movement. The defense did not have to work at all. Sylacauga offensively has got to give some movement off the ball.
Second free throw, they missed them both. Crowe gets the rebound. Roberson will push it across. 33-20. Aggies by 13. Spear, left elbow catch again. Had it poked away from behind. Shelby County able to pull it in. The Aggies knock it out from behind of Nate Byrne.
Well,
about to take it to the rack.
But once again, Josh Beer catches the ball in the high post, and the other four Aggies just stand there. No back cut, no nothing. It's just everybody's frozen in motion. It's like watching the Statue of Liberty out there. Got to get some movement.
Shelby County threw it away. Nobody touched it, so the Aggies will have to put it in on the baseline, 90 feet away from their basket. 33-20. Crow working, throwing it back off to Roberson. No look feed to Corbin, driving. As Corbin got fouled before the pass to Crow.
I know he got fouled, but that was perfect offense right there. You drive, you have the dump off because of the defender, slides up and tries to defend you, and you have Aiden Crow down low. So that's great offense right there for Sylacauga.
And the Aggies threw it away. We got it into CJ, tried to get it to Crow. The pass was a little too high. McGinnis calls for a screen. Tried to feed it to Tyson, who is rolling to the bucket. The Aggies cut it off. Reed out beyond the arc. Can't get around Roberson. On a five-second count, Jordan tips it into the backcourt. Takes it away. Jordan attacking. Layup. Good and one.
That Sylacauga Aggie on-ball defense is absolutely brutal for other teams, man. I mean, that is just, that's rough. If you're the ball handler right there.
Well, and you had senior Jordan Roberson just take it away, bullied the freshman, Sutton Reed.
I mean, it was almost as bad as taking candy from a baby for Jordan Roberson.
Roberson completes the three-point play. Aggies lead it by 16. Corbin almost took it away again from the Wildcats. And Crow will, and it's Jordan Roberson. Aggies in a 2-on-2. They'll skip to Corbin. Layup good. And the Aggies have their biggest lead of the night, 38-20.
Here you go. Sylacauga. Defense into offense.
Got a backcourt foul after the inbounds for Shelby County. Shelby County on the drive, missed the layup underneath the rim, and it's out of bounds, and they'll keep the basketball. Shelby County gets the bucket, 38-22. CJ to Roberson. Thought about a deep three on the left side of the floor. Gives it back to CJ. Now Jordan with it. Head fakes, accelerates. CJ open for three. Off and to the left. Crow went for the putback. Missed an easy one. Down on the other side, McGinnis blocked from behind, got it back, and flips it up and in.
C.J. Franklin went high to block that one, just landed right back in McGinnis's lap, unfortunately for C.J. Franklin.
Roberson for three, no good. Well, the Aggies have shot more threes tonight than we're accustomed to seeing them shoot. They're up by 14 with 4:45 left in the third quarter. McGinnis, this is a charge, and it is. Josh Spear takes his second charge of the night.
That used to be my specialty back in the day, was drawing charges. Josh Spear puts himself in great position with the driver running right into him. Second time he's done that tonight, like you said, Jeremy.
Couple subs coming on for Shelby County. C.J. Franklin. Like he's checking out for the Aggies as Eric O'Neill's checked in. So he'll join Roberson, Patterson, Whetstone, and Josh Spear. Roberson, tough two, no good. Rebound put back from Whetstone. Good, but Whetstone, maybe not the biggest five player when you put him out there, but he uses the body so well.
Very similar to Josh Spear in that manner, where they both use their bodies to battle down low and get rebounds.
McGinnis, good feed. The Aggies doubled the ball and left a man open on the baseline. 40-26, still a 14-point ball game. Now midway through the third quarter.
Right there, Silicaga got caught with lack of communication between the two big men. Both went to guard the same person and left the guy in the low post wide open.
Patterson for three, no good. Rebound, Josh Spear. Chased it out to the three-point line. Josh under the bucket, got fouled, missed the shot, but he'll have two free throws with the clock stopped at 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third. Josh able to hit the first.
In the second half, Silicaga, outside of a few offensive possessions, have really struggled to take the great shot. They've been taking the okay or good shot. They've just not been really trying to find that great shot.
Aggies airballed that second free throw. McGinnis right wing as they throw it around the arc. Garner now on the left side of the floor. Wildcats threw to the backcourt. They'll blow the whistle for the backcourt violation.
Josh Spear was all over him right there. How proud do you have to be as a head coach that you have your big men on the perimeter defending players like Josh Spear and Whetstone and Aiden Crow do? I mean, that's outstanding coaching right there, and playing from Josh Spear.
Patterson to Eric, back to Corbin. Dribbles to the middle of the floor, now to the right side. Working with a left hand, gets around Reed. Inside to T as T is hacked from behind, and we're going to the free throw line, up by 15.
Corbin Patterson continues to make great decisions with the basketball. Again, he dribbles in, attacks the paint. The low post defender comes up, contests him. He stops. He drops down low to the guy who the defender left, Tristan Whetstone, and Whetstone gets fouled.
Aggies haven't been great from the stripe tonight as T misses the first one. Thank you.
got it to T, and then we walked. Little confusion for the officials. Now timeout called, and we'll take one with them. 2:28 to go. Aggies lead it by 16 here in the third quarter.
Oak Grove Feet and Tack is the go-to place for the best boots in the Coosa Valley. In fact, they earn Best of Coosa Valley recognition. Oak Grove Feet and Tack on Highway 280.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Back after the timeout. Shelby County with the basketball, trailing by 16. Sipes off to Reed. Reed shovels it. Now it's McGinnis left wing. McGinnis spinning. Back off to Infinger. Now Reed with it in between the rings. McGinnis spins off a defender. Goes down the lane. Shot no. Foul yes. And he'll shoot two.
Whetstone tried to emulate Josh Spear right there, trying to draw a charge, but fortunately for Whetstone, he threw his body into him rather than drawing that charge.
I feel like a lot of people, maybe even us, expected the Aggies to start pulling away here in the third quarter, but Shelby County hanging in there with the Aggies.
They've definitely been battling with Sylacauga, but if you're the Aggies, you got to keep your foot on the gas, continue to run that offense you've been doing. You've seen a couple of times this game, Corbin Patterson attack the paint, draw a defender, and have an open guy in the low post. I think you got to continue to attack that if you're Sylacauga.
42-28. Reed comes off. Donovan Portis, the junior, in for Shelby County. As O'Neill playing point for the Aggies. Barrett to Patterson, steps into a three, way too strong, rebound, fought for, down on the deck, McGinnis comes up with it, he threw it away, but they got a foul on Josh Spears. McGinnis threw it in the front court.
Not sure where that foul call came from, looked pretty clean to me, and should have been Corbin Patterson going the other way for an easy layup for someone else.
Yeah, the Aggies would have had numbers on the other side. Wildcats trying to get their subs on the floor. They get it into McGinnis. Over to Sipes. Got away with the carry. Steps inside towards the paint. Missed a shot. Bounces high off the rim. Jordan Roberson will get the rebound. Patterson to Jordan. Fakes a three. Down the lane. Lost it. Out of bounds. And they'll say that the Aggies touched it last.
Right there, Jordan Roberson attacked the paint. At that time, the defender didn't come to contest him. Should have just jump stopped, shot that little floater right there in the paint. Made the wrong decision. Tried to feed Tristan Whetstone down low.
Side shot good. Shelby County staying within striking distance, 42-30. Patterson attacking. He got a foul down on the floor. A push. called on Nate Byrne. Fifth foul on Shelby County. That'll send Corbin Patterson to the line. O'Neal will check in for Patterson if he hits this free throw. Is Patterson up and good? Here comes O'Neal. ...43-30, under a minute to go in the third. Nice feed and a good layup at the rim. Caleb Infinger gets this Aggie lead back down to 11.
That's back-to-back possessions where Sylacauga, the big man, has his hands down at his side. You got to have your hand up contesting the guy going there for the layup.
Pass through the hands of Roberson. Shelby County running the other way. Hit from behind and is taken in by CJ. Outlet pass. Spear on the other end. Layup good and one. What an answer for Josh Spear.
Looked like there for a second that Shelby County was going to cut that lead to single digits, but C.J. Franklin had other ideas for the Wildcats. Quickly down the court right to Josh Spear.
Coach Jones doing a little coaching on C.J. Franklin. As Josh completes the three-point play. Sipes spinning underneath, blocked by Crow, and a late whistle. I know maybe a little body on the landing for Sipes, but Crow got a lot of ball on that shot.
I'm going to be honest with you. Aiden Crow wouldn't have had to block that shot if Eric O'Neal would have kept his feet. He left his feet, Aiden Crow had to slide over, and I disagree with the foul call there. It looked like he got a lot more ball than he did body, but it all could have been avoided if Eric O'Neal hadn't jumped right there to contest the shooter.
...46-33. So after these free throws, Sylacauga should have the final shot of the third quarter. Missed free throw and an offensive rebound will lead to a three-point attempt as Killingsworth missed the shot. Down on the other side, Crow, layup, no, and a charge on Aiden Crow.
Not a smart take there from Aiden Crow. Got a hop step right there and just stop yourself.
Yeah, not a great foul, not a great charge, especially since we had guys coming from the other side. That'll do it for the third quarter. Aggies lead at 46-33. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Aggie Sports Network.
Ed's Laundry Mat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Aggies with the basketball to start the fourth quarter, leading it by double digits, 46-33. One of the few times tonight we've seen the Aggies be patient on the offensive end as Jordan Roberson spins off a defender, steps inside of the arc, and misses a deep two. Offensive rebound, Crow put back, no good. Too far underneath the bucket as Shelby County controls the rebound.
That's what Sylacauga has to do to that Shelby County defense, is continue to attack the center of it right there.
Stolen away by the Aggies, Eric O'Neill. O'Neill gets around the defender trying to take a charge. CJ missed the putback dunk. Down on the other end, McGinnis fouled and one. They'll get Crow with the foul. And Shelby County with a chance to get this lead down to 10.
On the other end of the court, CJ Franklin. No need to try to dunk that ball there and get fancy. Just get the rebound and put up an easy layup.
McGinnis at the stripe. This has been the quietest 35 points in basketball I can remember. They've come so slow for Shelby County. They miss the free throw. Patterson goes down to the floor to control the rebound, gets it off to Josh, and the Aggies will bring it across with CJ down the lane. Franklin, tough take, and gets the shot to drop.
CJ Franklin and Eric O'Neill are the epitome of taking up contested layups and making them at the rim.
Hats off to Shelby County for hanging in here against Sylacauga. Tyson missed, shot around Spear on the other side. Great defense. Roberson slipped a little right wing. At the top, O'Neill was wide open, so he gets it off to Corbin Patterson. O'Neill, right key, head fake on the three. Down the lane, Eric missed the shot. Goes down to the floor, and they'll get a foul on the rebound. Who'd they get this on?
Love the idea there from Eric O'Neill, though. He passes up a three-pointer to try to take it in for an easy, easy floater in the paint. It just doesn't fall. But very, very intelligent decision for Eric O'Neill right there.
They got that foul on Eric. Trying to chase for his own rebound. I didn't see a lot of contact. Reed with it for Shelby County. 6:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Reed got stuck with his back to the bucket. Gave it off to Sipes. Sipes attacking. Ugly shot for Sipes. Rebound Eric. The Aggies going to run it up. O'Neill down the lane. Good dump inside to Corbin Patterson for two.
Beautiful. Beautiful right there. Again, attacks the center of that defense. They come up and press him. He dumps it right down low to the cutting Corbin Patterson, who's wide open because you draw the eyes of the defense.
Full timeout, Shelby County. Aggies lead it 50-35. Under 6 to go, fourth quarter.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Silicaga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Silicaga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
Back after the timeout. 50-35. Aggies lead it by 15. Reed pulls a three from the corner. Missed it. Put back good and one. Nate Byrne, offensive rebound put back, and he'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Not a lot of contact there from the official. I mean, I'm not sure where that foul call came from. If you're Eric O'Neill, you couldn't have done any better boxing the guy out. It was just a long rebound that landed right in his lap.
So Byrne to the stripe. Again, don't forget about Friday night at Clay Central. Live video on Facebook and YouTube on the Aggie Sports Network. As Shelby County completes the three-point play. We'll also have radio right here on Mix 106.5. The Aggies threw that into a double team. It gets tipped into the front court, and Josh Spear comes up with a loose ball. Roberson, good move down the lane, got fouled, and he'll go to the line for two.
In the first half, you could tell there was an emphasis on the three-point shot, and in the second half, you can tell they switched their mindset. They've gone into it just attack, attack, attack the paint.
Jordan hits the first of two, 51-38. Second for Roberson. Front rim, back iron, hops around and drops through the net. Back up by 14. Step back three for the Wildcats. No. Rebound tapped high in the air, loose, and chased down out of bounds. Shelby County will keep it. And they shoot so many threes. Alex said they get a lot of long rebounds.
That's what's been the problem for Silicaga in a lot of these situations where they miss that three-pointer so bad, it long rebound, you're boxing your guy out, it just lands in the guy's lap because he's behind you.
Aggies come up with the ball. Hold Shelby County here. 52-38 in the corner. O'Neill driving by the defense. Eric shot it, missed it, got it back, put back no as well. The first shot from O'Neill hit the pad underneath the goal. Neither really a great look for Eric.
Yeah, definitely right there. You want to try to dribble that one out and reset the offense rather than taking up two pretty contested layups in the paint if you're Eric O'Neill.
You get a foul on CJ. Shelby County to keep it on the baseline. As Eric checks out, Kenson 3 will come in. Get it into Reed. Reed, deep 3. It's good.
Wow.
52-41. Boy, Reed's been hot for deep in this one. They left him open, and he made his pay for it. Corbin inside to Josh. That's what the Aggies need to do. They attack, and Corbin Patterson finds an open man underneath the bucket. Didn't get any help side defense, and Josh Spear able to lay it in.
Corbin Patterson's done that three times now. I think Coach Joel Jones needs to clip all three of the situations, put them on the film, and show the players how it's done.
At the top, it's Sipes. Stops at the free throw line, picks up his dribble,
Reed trying to get it. He'll catch, he'll shoot, and he'll leave this one short as CJ grabs the board with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Franklin to KT, three across the floor. Patterson again for three. He's had a tough night shooting a three ball, but an offensive rebound. CJ, tough runner down the lane and a block. Missed a shot, but he'll go to the line for two. As we stand right now, it looks like the Aggies are probably going to win this ball game and move on to 17-2 on the year. But it hasn't been as easy as some may have thought. Missed the free throws, so it's still just a 14-point ball game. Trying to get it to Reed out beyond the arc. They do. Reed waves off the help. Gets rid of it now. Gets it back. Step back. Deep three. Reed short off the front of the rim. And a rebound by Josh. Patterson attacking. This time didn't feed it to Spear. But Spear gets the offensive rebound. Josh bumped, no whistle, but able to fight off the contact and lay it in. The Aggies get it back to 16, and Shelby County's going to call a timeout. So we'll take one, two, 57-41 with 2.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Expert auto repair and award-winning service, trust Mullins Paint and Body in Sylacauga. Voted Best Auto Repair Shop in the Best of the Coosa Valley Awards. Call 256-626-2963.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Discover the delights at Betty Roos Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the Wright tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
2.5 minutes to play. 57-41 Aggies with a 16-point lead. Having a substitution problem for Shelby County as Garner will have to check in. Aggies trying to close out this ball game, get to 17-2, most importantly 3-0 in area play. Tyson to Reed, deep three, good.
Reed is not afraid to shoot that three ball, man. He's made too many to count on one hand at this point.
A heck of a player. Even the ones he's missed have been good-looking shots as Spear good under the bucket and draws the foul. So the Aggies will look to answer back with an old-fashioned three-pointer.
But what's the reason Josh Spear was wide open right there and the defender had to foul him? Corbin Patterson draws him because he drives right to the middle of that paint.
The Aggies will send in four new ones. There's Trey Wright still on the sideline in front of the scoring table who will check in for Josh Spear if Josh is able to make this free throw. Spear hits it, and Trey Cook will check in.
60-44. Now under two to play. Sipes to Reed. Dribbles behind the back, working on Sparks. Takes a high screen. Reed has to pick up his dribble. Minute and 40 to go. Stolen away on the other end. Layup good by Chris Roberson. Foul from behind on Cook and the bucket for McGinnis. Just such a slow second half, it's felt like, Alex. Like the Aggies have had full control of the ball game. They just haven't been able to get the separation that a lot of people thought that they would get down the stretch in this game.
That's definitely been the case for Sylacauga, is they've had the lead, but it really hasn't felt like they've been able to pull away. Shelby County would answer every time Sylacauga would throw a punch at him. That's just been what's happened in this basketball game.
Front court, Sparks for three. No good. And then a foul on Sylacauga on the rebound. They'll walk it to the other side for Shelby County to shoot a couple of free ones. Got the offensive rebound, did Shelby County. Is blocked from behind off the backboard. Will fire it in the front court. Sparks layup, no. But he'll go to the line. Boy, this game is absolutely over. And you've seen about six fouls in the last 30 seconds. No good from the stripe for Sparks. Now if the Aggies made their free throws in this one, Alex, they might have gotten to that hot clock.
Yep, they've missed, let's see, 7 free throws in this basketball game.
Sparks makes the second. Runner for McGinnis is good. Wow, the Aggies turn it over. Down on the other side, layup good. 63-51. Roberson driving, missed it, but a foul will send us to the stripe with 29.2 to go. Made the first. One more for Roberson. Missed the second as the clock ticks with 25 seconds to play. Get it inside McGinnis. Layup good. That'll about do it. The Aggies could dribble it out if Shelby County would let them. They're up by 11, so we'll fire a full court heave for some reason, and the clock will stop with 2.2 to go, but for our extensive purposes, our final score, unless Shelby County hits one here at the buzzer, 64-53. And they did hit it at the buzzer, Alex Baumann, 64-56. Your final score will make this a Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Oh, and there was a foul on the shot, so maybe a chance for one more for Sipes. So we're not done yet. '64-56, your final after the missed free throw. Alex, let's stay right here. A tough one for the Aggies. Probably didn't play as well as Coach Jones would have liked tonight.
Definitely did not play as well as Coach Joel Jones wanted tonight. A lot of sloppy passes, a lot of sloppy decision-making when it came to shooting the basketball. But you saw a couple of players make a lot of great decisions when they got the basketball. Corbin Patterson, most notably, drove to the paint numerous times throughout that game, drew defenders, made the right read, dropped it down to a guy in the low post for an easy layup. So you had a lot of great decisions from your players, but also you had a few poor decisions that made this game closer than what it needed to be.
Felt like Josh Spear played so well tonight, but I'm not going to pick the player of the game. You are brought to you by Star Physical Therapy. Who do you got?
Well, I'm actually going to agree with you there, Jeremy, and go with Josh Spear. He had 15 points and 8 rebounds. If I had to pick a backup, Corbin Patterson played really, really outstanding tonight. But Josh Spear, you can't ignore what he did on the glass and in that fourth quarter, extending that lead to Rusilacaga, could kind of take the foot off the gas a little bit.
All right, Alex Baumann, thank you for your help tonight. 64-56, your final score. Aggies get the win on the road at Shelby County. We'll see you Friday night as the Aggies travel to Clay Central in area play. This has been a product of Radio Alabama, Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.